So these prayers are experiential prayers that where you use your imagination and go where your imagination takes you. I have some statements of guidance, and I always say, you know, if your imagination is taking you in a certain direction, you need to go there. That's because your mind, your spirit knows what you need. And I also like to assure people that there's no way to fail at this. That if you hear in Jesus talking to you or in God talking to you a critical voice, then that is not Jesus. That is likely you or maybe an authority figure from the past. Jesus absolutely knows you and loves you and accepts you as you are. So as we get ready here, just kind of center yourself and some people find it helpful to have both feet on the floor and sitting up straight can help, but in some place, some way that you can really breathe deeply, that you can feel your stomach rise and fall as you breathe. It can help to roll your shoulders up and back. So you breathe in and out. Breathing in the spirit and out with any worries or concern or things that are weighing you down. Breathing to this music. As we breathe, we are connected with the entirety of creation. And get your own rhythm with breathing. And so as you continue to breathe slowly and surely, listening to your breath, I want you to begin to sense your heart. What is your heart feeling today? What is its temperature? Its suppleness, maybe even its color. How would you describe your heart? Still breathing. Listen to what your heart is trying to tell you. What does it know that you don't know, but that you need to know? On the evening of the first Easter Sunday, Jesus appeared in the house where the disciples gathered. The doors were locked, but he came and he stood among them. He didn't knock, but he was entirely welcome.
Because he was who he was, the risen Christ, the beloved, the safe one, the loving one. Picture Jesus walking through the walls of your heart. He suddenly appears in the truest, most integral part of yourself, your true self. And he stops and he looks around with an air of graciousness, a smile on his face. What does he say to you? As you look around the room of your heart, how is it decorated? What pictures grace the walls? What furniture? Rugs, light fixtures? What is the lighting? What is the sound, the feel of the room inside your heart? Have a seat and just be there in the room with Jesus. As he said to the disciples that day, he said, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." What meaning does this hold for you? Jesus looks down a darkened hall of your heart, kind of an isolated, desolate hall. What is the name of this hallway? In the hallway, there's a room that is cordoned off by a locked door. Jesus looks at you lovingly. What does he say about that door, that room? The two of you stand at the door, and he asks kindly, "May I go in?" What do you say? What happens next? What do his loving eyes, his knowing eyes, communicate to you? And how does the conversation go? What does he say? What do you say to him? He reaches out to comfort you. He says, I've loved this time together. Perhaps we could do it again. How do you respond? He bids his goodbye, and after he is gone, you glance over and see that he left you something. What is it? What do you know now that you didn't know before? What difference does it make in your day today? Risen Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your love. How deep, how broad, how high is your love for me? Thank you for the gift of life that you've given, for your presence in my very heart, for your gracious care. Visit me often. My place is yours. Amen.